Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax as we see what the divine messages are for us today. And at this point, I usually have DC Love introduce herself, but I am waiting for my computer, so I cannot actually connect with the website where the studio is. So I will introduce myself first. I am the divinely anointed, appointed, and activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. Such a long title. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, and I am doing this because it's what I was looking for in my life, because I realized that I wasn't happy. I wasn't focusing on me. I made everyone else more important than me. And so I began to look for myself to try to find the truth of who I am. And this began a number of years ago, like 14 or so. And this led me on a journey where I learned to connect with my guidance. I became a channel. I learned many, many, many different methods of healing. And I started to see the truth of me. I started to see what I was creating in my own life. And it's led me on this wonderful adventure. And I finally come to the point where I accept myself. And that was an important part of it, learning to actually accept myself. Because I realized that I was living my life for everybody and everything other than me. I was making me the least important person in my own life. And so now I work to make me the most important person in my own life. And so the work that I do for other people, I also do for me. I also set aside time for me to clear my issues, to move forward with my life, to see my choices, and to actually allow myself to be happy. And in some ways this sounds so small and insignificant, but this is actually huge. And it's affected my life in so many ways, ways that I can't even begin to explain. And so that's what I help other people to do now. I help them to see who they are, what's actually important for them, what matters. Because we get into the habit of doing things in a particular way, and we do them over and over and over. And we also have these expectations that someday something will change, even though we are not actively, consciously changing. So I've let that kind of thinking go, and I don't live that life anymore. And my life is getting better and better and better. So that's why I do the work that I do. And I now have the screen so I can move to DC Love. But if you want to learn more about me, you can visit my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And there's lots of information there. Click on all the tabs, read the information, learn whatever it is that you're there to learn. And if you decide you want to work with me, then contact me. All right, so here is the magical DC Love to tell you about herself.
Good morning, Barbara. It's so nice to be able to join you today. What an awesome
day.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Hello, everyone. I don't know if you've noticed, Barbara, but the energy has been a little crazy lately. And,
yes,
you know, I'm glad that we have a show today because a lot of people are needing, you know, healing and guidance. So it's, you know, it's divine timing that we connect today. A little bit about me. I'm known as DC Love, the real DC Love, the magical DC Love. Whatever you choose, you know, is fine with me. I've had a crazy journey. I don't think I thought as much as you did, Barbara, about everything. I just put attention out to the universe and, you know, bam, the universe was listening, and I found myself on this beautiful journey. It's beautiful. It's a little scary. It's a little crazy. I actually had sugar cookies that flew off my kitchen countertop onto my, you know, floor, around 2 pounds of sugar cookies, lots of sprinkles. So it really did make a mess. It got my attention for sure. My cell phone began to text me, and it was my cousin's friend from the other side. And then spirit sat on me to get my attention. So, you know, with all of this happening, I had no other choice. I really had to listen. And I'm glad I did because this is how, you know, I got onto the path that I'm on today. It was sudden, unexpected. It changed the course of my life forever. And with everything that happened, I did discover that I do have a strong connection with spirit. I did have a background in law enforcement, but now I've hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love instead. I also channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the angels, the ascended masters, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and I can't forget the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected. At the time she was in a coma, I was walking past my TV, and I heard, "Can you tell Melissa and Cooper I'm okay?" And I looked for a second, and I said, "Lady, I'm a little bit out of the loop. You better find somebody else. I'm here in the Northeast, you know?" So she gave me a few hours, and then she threatened me. She actually threatened me. And I can't say what she said on Morning with Jesus. But believe it or not, from that time on, we've been together. Joan and I have been together, and it took me quite a while to realize that, okay, she is truly divine. She's left the door open, and those from the other side continue to walk through that door. And, you know, my chance encounter with Joan has given me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source, and it really helps me to relate and work with people that are worldwide and from all walks of life. Again, my journey has been anything but normal, but I wouldn't have it any other way. And I'm here to help people in a loving way. It's as simple as that. Love is what I am. Love is what I do. Love is what I listen to. Good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love. So,
well,
Barbara, that's
you.
My story, and I'm into it.
All right, I can accept that. So what kind of wonderful messages do you have to share today?
I just woke up and I'm like, oh, my goodness. The messages were just like, they were coming at me. I'm like, oh, my, give me a couple minutes to open my eyes. My goodness. But I know, like you said, I mentioned, you know, things are crazy with this moon's energy. And the first message that I got is God is working things out. And, you know, I'm so happy that we're here today. So I found a little prayer that I was guided to read, and it's entitled Angel Prayer for Releasing and Letting Go. And it was written by Michelle Milady. Angels of God, my dearly loved healers, please help me clear out and liberate whatsoever stands in the way of pure loving coming to me. I pray to be set free of all that weighs my spirit down and holds me back from giving and receiving love. I have a deep yearning to welcome love into my life. I ask to be completely released of the pain, suffering, and particularly self-doubt that makes me feel undeserving of love. I know the delight of love, again, and to express it wholly. Thank you. So, like I said, Barbara, it's been just like a crazy, crazy morning, and I was getting like so many different messages. I was like, oh, my gosh, you guys have me on overload this morning. It's been a little bit crazy. So one of the things that I got, I don't know if you've been getting this, that, you know, a lot of us have not been connecting with our inner child, Barbara. And the angels are saying, you know what, when you were younger, you know, life was magical. You would go on adventures and, you know, different places. You'd be out in the backyard, but yet you were somewhere else. And you were so fulfilled. You were so happy. And your imagination, you know, was limitless. What happened? What happened when you grew up? Where did all that, you know, where did all that magic go? So we're asked, each of us, to remember to, you know, to stay focused on our desires, but we're also here to honor our imagination. So, Barbara, have you been honoring your imagination?
I have, I think.
And connecting with your inner child as well?
I've been having fun, yes.
Okay. Well, what I want to do now is I do have some guided meditations, and Spirit is asking me to just take everyone on a magic carpet ride. I used to go on them all the time when I was younger. I would love the magic carpet rides. I'd get on my carpet, and I'd look down, and all the little houses and everything looked like little Monopoly pieces, Barbara. So it was just, like, so amazing. I'd just sit there, and, you know, I'd look at the world, and it's like, wow, this is so cool. So with that being said, if you're ready, are you ready to go on a magic carpet ride?
Yes.
Okay. All right, everyone, grab your carpets, get on, and just enjoy.
Blessings. I am Angel Nathaniel. I am known as the Angel of Purpose. I would like to help you connect with the magic in your life. Come join me on a magic carpet ride. This amazing journey will take you to a land far away where you will discover the true essence of your being. This adventure will help you to connect with pure joy. Let go of anything now that is holding you back and reunite with your dreams and desires. You have the ability to decide what you will create in your life. You can change your path at any time and choose something that excites and inspires you. Imagine the abundance that begins to flow into your life as you express your joy. On the distant horizon, you see a land you wish to explore. We now guide the magic carpet to land. You feel so much love as you step onto the ground. You feel as though you are in the midst of a fairy tale. A renewed sense of hope comes over you, and you now believe anything is possible. Everyone you meet greets you with a heartwarming smile. You are accepted just the way you are. Everything is absolutely perfect. You now feel like the sky is the limit, and there is nothing holding you back. You know that you are truly free to choose whatever makes your heart sing. This beautiful journey has renewed your sense of wonder. You gain clarity and now know exactly what steps are needed to fulfill your dreams and to serve your life purpose. You are completely filled with love and joy. You are clearly hearing the longings of your soul. Light and love fill you completely. Your story is now filled with happiness, love, fulfillment, and positivity. Your life purpose is evident. You are ready to continue now on your soul mission. Connecting with your passion brings joy to yourself and to the world. You and Nathaniel return to the magic carpet and begin to journey home. As you arrive back to where you started, you thank Nathaniel for this wonderful experience and all the love and joy that you found along the way. You are now ready to continue your journey with renewed hope and pure joy. Angel Nathaniel reminds you to always have faith in your dreams and that he is ready to help you with power at any time. When life seems to get a little stagnant, Nathaniel will be waiting once again to take you on yet another magic carpet ride. He waves goodbye for now.
Okay, Barbara, I'm back. Are you back with me?
Yes, I am.
Did you enjoy your magic carpet ride?
Yes, that was wonderful. Thank you.
It felt great. And what I'm getting is that the angels are telling us, you know, some of us are holding on to fear and worry, and we're asked to just, you know, allow the angels to take that. Just envision you have a golden box at your feet, and the angels are saying, put all your fear and worry in the box, beloveds. And as we do, the angels say thank you. They close the box and they take it to heaven. So the fear or the worry is no longer ours. And after we do that, we're also being guided to move in a different direction, a direction that's going to be inspiring, filled with joy, and it's going to be very positive. So the angels are asking each of us, you know, to really listen within to that little voice. And that voice is like our compass. It's going to help us to stay on, you know, on course, to be on the path that we're supposed to be on. And when we do, we know that it's right for us. And the angels are laughing. They're saying, you can, you know, count on that beautiful inner compass, beloveds. It will guide you perfectly to where you need to be. So the angels are saying, you're not alone, walk with us, but walk with an open heart. And as we're walking, I see Archangel Michael, he's with us, to give, you know, us the courage that we need to go forth and to really focus on, you know, love and everything that we have within our hearts. And Archangel Raphael is present, and I see a whole entourage of angels, and they're just all giving us all, they're bestowing upon us all these beautiful, beautiful blessings. So I guess that's what I have for today, Barbara. That's what the angels wanted me to you know, bring to the table. I'm like, okay.
Well, thank you. Those are wonderful messages.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. So let's see what Jesus wants to say to us right now. Good morning, my beloved. Welcome to another beautiful new day. Welcome to your life. Welcome to the truth of you. This is a wonderful journey that you are each on, where you are learning or remembering who you are. And as you let go of more and more of the old beliefs, the old patterns, the old ways of being, you open up more and more to the beautiful energy that is here to assist you in remembering. That is why the world is the way that it is at this time. It is because things are changing. You are remembering. You are opening up to the truth of you. And as you do this, all of the old ideas, the thoughts, the beliefs, have to go away. They have no place in the new energy. So please do not fight to hang on to what has been. Do not fight to hang on to your traditions. Do not fight to hang on to anything. Allow yourself to be open to the changes that are here for you now. The changes that are going to make your life so much better than it has ever been. The changes that are opening you up to love, to joy, to prosperity, to all of the things that you desire. These are the changes that are here for you. Embrace them. Welcome them. Accept them. This is your time to truly live your life. And if you have any questions or any difficulties or you need someone to talk to, I am here for you. We are all here for you. Each of you have your own little team that is working with you diligently on everything that you are working on in your life. Do not hesitate to talk to us, to share whatever it is you are thinking, whatever it is you are feeling, whatever it is you are wondering about, to allow us to help you to let go, to move forward, to become the beautiful, magnificent version of you that you are meant to be. Welcome to your new day. Welcome to your own life. You are loved, and you are never alone. Be at peace with yourself.
Okay,
that's what he wanted to say.
Oh, beautiful, Barbara. That was a great message for today.
Yes,
really
it was.
Beautiful.
Okay, so we have come to the time in the show where people can ask questions. So if you have a question, you can call in at 646-716-5045. And you don't actually have to have a question. You can just simply ask if there's any messages for you, and we will tell you what we are receiving. And we will also help you with any healing that we are guided to do. So if you are ready to start changing your life, now is your opportunity. And don't forget to press the number 1 when you call in. All right, we will go to our first caller from my favorite number, 111-111-1111. Let's see. Hello.
Greetings of peace.
Hello,
hello,
queen.
Hello.
How are you?
I am peaceful. I am blessed, and I was guided to come and bring my energy in this vibration today. So here I am. How are you both?
I'm doing
wonderful.
Glad to hear it. Beautiful.
DC, your meditation, I had seen where you were, that you had a whole bunch of meditations. My computer's not doing what
if you'd like the link, I could send them to you.
That would be wonderful. That would be wonderful.
Sure.
And,
no, it's my honor to.
The tone, though, when I was listening to it here, it was like maybe you played it too loud. That might be what it was. It was hard to.
Okay, well
get
you
into.
You know when you get it, you could play it whatever level is comfortable for you. You know,
okay.
Because I had it, like I said, it was just on a certain level on the computer, so you could turn it down as well on your computer to whatever
I'm
feels
sure you're
more
right.
comfortable. Yeah.
And DC,
right.
you can send those meditations to me, and I can put them in the studio board on Blog Talk, and that way when they play, they'll be
okay.
clearer.
All right, yeah, and then you can just play, you know, one here and there. Sure, Barbara, I'll send them to you as well.
Well, you can
okay,
tell
so,
me if you want to play one.
She's going through like an amazing awakening, Queen. I feel like, you know, like
well,
we haven't
agree.
Spoken to you in a while, and it was kind of a little cloudy. But now, like, all the clouds are lifted, and the sun is shining, and I just feel like, you just feel lighter to me. You're happier, you're lighter. And, again, I told you this once before, Queen, you've got to recognize that you do have these beautiful wings, and you've got to start to trust, and you've got to start to use them.
My wings? Is that what you said?
Yes, you've got a glorious set of wings, and the angels are saying, "My beloved queen, you've got to trust, you know, and what you know, and what you're supposed to do. This is a spiritual awakening, and it's your time to fly, to be authentic.
Well, you know,
accept the glorious being that you are, because you are this glorious being, queen.
I accept." And I have been flying, I have been dancing, and I have seen my wings be expanding. So I know they're there. They were there, and they're appearing again.
Because
so,
I'm getting,
yes.
You are more than you think, and it's sort of you don't have the entire, like, you have blind trust at times, but you really, you're this authentic, amazing, beautiful being, and sometimes you don't even see what, you know, what the angels see is what I'm getting. So I am getting, you've got to, you know, take your time to develop your own trustworthiness to really, you know, to see who you are, to be comfortable with that beautiful being, to be in a state of peace. And that's going to help you through, like, every aspect of your life, Queen.
Sure, you're right.
Yep, and just make sure that you continue to love yourself unconditionally. Ginger's giving you a piece of rose quartz. She said, I've given her some before. And she's saying it wouldn't be a bad idea to, you know, do a little meditation maybe with that beautiful piece of rose quartz, Queen.
Okay, I'm grabbing it now.
Okay.
So I don't forget.
Beautiful. And you know what? I could smell Mother Mary's beautiful myrrh as you said you were grabbing it now. Mother Mary is with us. I feel, you know, her beautiful essence, her beautiful energy. And Queen, Ginger wants to ask you, do you do any kind of mirror exercises where you stand before the mirror and you speak kind words to yourself? You admire your beautiful reflection. You see the true beauty, and you appreciate yourself in all your glory.
I do.
So she's saying, Queen.
Often.
Okay. Well, she wants you to, you know, go in front of that mirror and just start, you know, like really having a beautiful meditation in front of the mirror and love yourself for the beautiful divine being that you are, Queen. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. And she's just saying, you know, continue to get outdoors, connect with nature, and, you know, she's like walking with you. She's sniffing the air, and she's saying, doesn't it smell good, Queen? Doesn't it smell good? You know, smell the sunshine. Smell, you know, smell the trees. Smell the grass. It's all beautiful. So she wants you to continue to get outside and just, you know, walk in the sunshine. Okay? And I'm getting, what is she showing me here? Okay, she's saying, you know, you're manifesting your desires, but you can have more. Okay? So
yes.
She's just showing me the universe is waiting patiently to give you more. Okay? So and she's saying, Queen, don't you believe that you can have more? You know, and she's just, you know, she's standing there and she's showing me, like, okay. Because I'm getting, like, you're still not seeing what you can have, okay? And she's saying that you really do need to practice manifesting your desires a little bit more to really help them to come into your reality. She's saying, Queen, you've got the power. You've got to visualize and see, okay? She's saying just, you know, visualize, and she's giving you like a palette there with colors, and she's saying paint that beautiful picture. She's saying say a prayer, you know, and just visualize. Because I'm getting that there's still a little bit of healing needed because you do deserve more and you are more, and I don't think you really understand that. Okay? So you are more than you think, and you deserve more than you have, she's saying. Okay. So I'm getting, like, you may not understand this, but she's saying she needs a little bit of spiritual healing and to really connect her with her greatness. So she's saying, I don't know if you understand this, Queen, but you are, you know, you need a little bit of healing, you know, to connect with that beautiful, you know, beautiful being that you are. Okay, so she's laughing. She's saying Queen is just like looking. But I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, and we're going to continue on with a little bit of healing so that you do really connect with your greatness.
Well, thank you, DC and Ginger.
Okay, Queen. Let's see. So, repeat after me these wonderful dear innate statements. Dear innate, I accept that I am more.
Garinate, I accept that I am more.
Garinate, I accept that I deserve more.
Garinate, I accept that I deserve more.
Garinate, I release the patterns of lack from my life.
Garinate, I release the patterns of lack from my life.
Garinate, even though I don't know exactly how, I create more.
Garinate, even though I don't know how, I create more.
Garinate, I allow my heart to open more.
Garinate, I allow my heart to open more.
Garinate, I allow my light to shine more.
Garinate, I allow my life to shine more.
Garinate, I open to the beauty within me.
Garinate, I open to the beauty within me.
Garinate, I open to the joy within me.
Garinate, I open to the joy within me.
Garinate, I dedicate my life to having fun.
Garinate, I dedicate my life to having fun.
Garinate, I let go.
Garinate, I let go.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
It feels wonderful as I stand before one of my many mirrors holding the rose quartz that I picked up at my heart in between my breaths. I put the stuff in the golden box that came up in the meditation somewhere that DC said. So I am grateful for the experience, the blessing, the reinforcement of my elevation of myself. And I have a question.
Okay.
DC spoke of my wings, and I spoke of seeing my wings. And I have been dancing. I have been dancing, dancing, dancing. So whatever comes to you regarding the dance, the movement, which it is, the movement and the flow of the of me in that vibration, it's a wonderful reunification of me unto me.
Queen, I saw you moving around as you were speaking with Barbara, and you were doing like an ancient, it wasn't a dance exactly, but there was these ancient movements, and it was like a kundalini, something to do with kundalini, and you were just like moving, and I mean, it was absolutely beautiful, but I heard kundalini. And
okay.
You were just doing like this ancient movement. And I just saw like all of your chakras spinning really beautifully and getting you, you know, like where you're supposed to be assisting you, you know, physically to get ready for all the good that's coming. So I don't know if you do like any kind of kundalini exercises or anything, but that's what I was seeing. And I'm also hearing, like, you know, like we talk about the seven main chakras and we have Archangel Michael come in, but what I heard for you is the spiritual chakras. You were stimulating those spiritual chakras. Okay. And those higher, the higher chakras, I'm getting, they're in the brain, and I just saw you doing like this beautiful movement, but it was some kind of kundalini, like awakening.
Beautiful.
So that's what I was seeing. Barbara, did you have anything else?
No, I just see you, how do I describe this? It's like whenever I see you dancing, I see you dancing with this beautiful, light, silky fabric, and it's like the fabric billows up and becomes wings behind you as you are dancing and twirling and moving, and it's all just you being you. It's really beautiful, but I don't know how to put it into words.
That's all right. So I've been doing that, and there was a point, because I did some on video. There was a point when I said, it looks like I'm ready to take off and really fly. I mean, really fly.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's the witnessing of oneself is always a blessing. It's nice to have come back and to, like I said, I was guided. My energy is on blast. So I wanted to share my energy with you all as well. So thank you for what you all shared with me.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you. And we're so glad that you came back. It's been a while, and I've missed your energy stuff.
Well, you
yes,
are my
I missed
sister
as well. Yes, we've missed
you.
You
are my sister. So here I am, and I shall return another time. Namaste.
Okay. Namaste.
Namaste.
Okay. And our next caller is from area code 614.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Tamika, calling from Delaware.
Did you say Tamika?
Yes.
And what can we do for you today, Tamika?
I was wondering if you had any messages from spirit or loved one, some advice or something, because I've had a setback lately, and I'm kind of feeling like either, I don't know, cursed or hopeless, or I just don't get it.
Okay, let's see where you're getting them.
Yes, well, Tanika, this is DC. You're not cursed and you're not hopeless. The angels are with you, and they're trying to help you to feel a little bit more balanced and to get back into harmony and things. I see you have a beautiful entourage of angels, and they're with you, 24/7, as well as any loved ones that you have. Your guardian angel is with you as we speak at this moment. We have Archangel Michael there with you. And just to help you, you do need a little healing. You do need a little bit of inspiration. And they're saying, we're here for you. All you have to do is ask, and we're here to talk, to listen, to just be a friend. And they're saying that you have been going through like a really difficult time, but it is coming to an end. And Archangel Raphael is standing next to you, and I feel this beautiful healing energy around you, Tanika. Okay, so please, just know that by calling in that there is hope. And that the angels are with you, hon, okay? There's nothing to fear, okay? So it's just that, you did have a very hard time. I really, see that. But it's going to be okay. And Archangel Raphael is saying, my beloved, I'm here, and you do need some healing. You deserve to be healed. And he's just surrounding you with his beautiful green energy. And you may feel like I feel like all these like little beautiful little green bubbles are all around you. And his energy is helping you to align, to feel better, mind, body, and spirit, okay? And he's just helping you to get rid of any anxiety and any pain, any doubt, any stress, any worry. There's a little bit of negativity. He's helping with that as well. Okay? So just, you know, just know that you're never alone, and there's always help nearby, okay? And we're here to help you whenever you need us. And I just see a beautiful divine team. And Tamika, you're stronger than you believe you are, okay? So the angels are saying, just call upon us and we'll give you the strength that you need. And, you know, don't feel that you've been forgotten. Don't feel like a victim. And the angels are saying you need to pick yourself up. You need to, you know, do a little bit more. I feel like a little bit of, you know, getting outside, a little bit of exercise will help, okay? And really be kind to yourself. You know, your higher self is saying, I'm here with you. You know, treat yourself with the love and compassion that you do others, and do not criticize yourself, okay? And don't judge yourself. You're a beautiful being. You're a child of God, and God doesn't make mistakes. He created you, and you're beautiful, okay? So I'm getting that you sort of got into like a little slump. You've been procrastinating a little bit. You do need to start moving forward and really think about what it is that you want to do, hon, okay? And so everything is going to happen in divine timing, okay? So please just know that the angels are with you and they are helping, okay? When you said, like, loved ones, immediately I saw water, okay? So I do have a loved one coming in. I don't know if, you know, maybe when you were younger someone took you either, like, you know, swimming or to maybe, like, an ocean or a bigger body of water. Okay, and then I was shown a rainbow, and I'm getting it is a relative. I'm getting it's a woman, hon. So I'm getting like grandmother, though. I feel like it's grandmother. And maybe she had taken you out in nature, you know, taking you for a walk. So is there a grandmother in spirit? Because that's what I'm being shown. And she's just letting you know that, you know, please. Okay. I'm trying to see. Okay. I believe this one is on the maternal side. Your mom's. This one I'm being shown. Yeah, she's saying, yeah.
She always comes through.
Yeah, your mom's.
It's so funny.
Okay,
and I'm always thinking about her.
You've been confused lately. You've got to focus your energy. Okay, and she too agrees with me that you've got to decide what it is that's really important to you, and the stuff that's not, you've got to let it go. She's saying you've been overwhelmed lately. And when you're like that, she's saying nothing is going to get done. But she's saying, please don't give up. Happier days are ahead of you. Okay? And she is, you know, she's showing me, she's asking more and more angels to surround you. And they are surrounding you. And I'm hearing the song, The Sun Will Come Up Tomorrow, hon, okay? So with that being said, if you don't mind, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara for a little bit of healing. Okay, hon?
Thank
Barbara?
You. I'm here. Okay, Tamika, we are going to do some of those wonderful, dear, innate statements, so I just want you to repeat what I say. Dear innate, I release believing that I am helpless.
Dear innate, I release feeling that I am hopeless.
Dear innate, I release all despair.
Dear innate, I release all despair.
Dear innate, I release all desperation.
Dear innate, I release all desperation.
Dear innate, I release the fear.
Something's happening. The phone's getting staticky. Okay, it's better. Can you say that again? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
I think we lost each other for a minute there.
Okay. I don't know if Barbara is still with us. We have to give her a second to come back. Okay, so while we're waiting for Barbara, I'm getting your grandmother came back and she's saying, you know, don't think that what you're wanting is impossible, hon, because it is possible. If you really, you know, wish for it and you can feel it, you can think of it, you can have it. So you've got to really think about what is making you happy, what will fulfill you, and she's saying, just speak it out loud. Tell the angels, tell the universe, tell all of us. We want you to be happy, okay? And she's saying, start every day with gratitude. Say a couple things that you're grateful for. And she's saying, the universe is unlimited, honey, okay? Tanika, you can have what you want. There's more than enough for everyone. And by you having something, it's not taking away from anyone else, okay? Please recognize what you are, you know, needing, wanting, and feel it as if it's already here. You deserve it, okay? So does
Thank
that
you.
Make sense
yeah.
to you, hon?
Yeah,
okay.
It does.
The other thing,
like I deserve.
Okay, but the other thing, she's asking you, honey, have you been eating enough vegetables? Because, again, she's not eating enough vegetables, you know?
Oh, my God, if that ain't a joke that I keep hearing from somebody about eating vegetables.
Oh, God. Well, you know, she's saying, why don't you just make a salad? Come on now. She's saying, oh, my gosh, a really good, like, lettuce, some celery. You can put in some carrots, some tomatoes, peppers. And, you know, you can grate them all up. And, you know, even a little red cabbage is really delicious. Just grate everything really fine. And she's just saying, you know, you can make your own salad dressing even. It will be delicious. But she's saying she wants you to eat a little bit more raw vegetables. Have you been eating enough of them?
No, I'm very bad at healthy stuff. And my boyfriend keeps teasing me that I don't, and I'm always teasing him that he is.
Okay, well, Tanika, Grandma wants you to eat more vegetables, and I think she's going to really be there, like really saying, if you don't eat them, I'm going to be there, and I'm going to be telling you. And she's saying, even like she wants you to start steaming some vegetables and having them with your, you know, with your dinner as well, okay? You could roast the vegetables, she's saying. You could steam the vegetables, you know, and let them cook in their own juices. So she really wants you to start, you know, eating healthier. Okay, she's saying, you know, it's really going to help you feel better and you're going to be able to be, you know, more enthusiastic about everything. So I feel like she's saying your diet is holding you back. Okay?
Yeah, I've been having trouble losing weight, especially like belly fat, but I had like 3 cesareans, so I didn't really think, because it's been too long, that it could be repaired, you know what I mean, because it's been just too long, so.
She start being grateful every day, slow down a little bit, take it easy, stop pushing yourself. She's saying she sees you pushing yourself too when you're tired and you're not going to get anything done. She's saying what you're going to do is you're going to have a little accident or something because you've got to take care of yourself. And she's saying, don't you realize everyone needs some rest? And everyone needs a little time to themselves. So she wants you to start, like, you know, going back to the basics and taking care of yourself, okay? And, Tanika, she's saying you're a little bit resistant to change, hon.
Okay. Yeah, I keep getting out of my own cards, and I'm not sure I understand that because I want change. And I try to do change, but
right.
Sometimes things around me kind of prevent me from moving a little bit.
You've got a lot of stress, and that doesn't help. She's saying you've got to pick your battles. You've got to keep the stress under control. She's saying, you know what? Go back to the basics. You can't lose if you go back to the basics. And the basics would be, you know, like better nutrition, of course. You better, you know, to get some, like, really good rest. Okay, a little bit of exercise. Drink enough of water.
And she's saying, you're going to feel the difference. Okay?
Okay.
So she really wants to help you. She's there. But she's saying, you are, you know, you're just all over the place. Like, you're thinking and you're doing things. She's saying, please be mindful of what you're doing. Or you're going to, if you don't stay in the moment, you're going to hurt yourself. Okay?
Well, that's what's been kind of worrying me, because I've had like 2 weeks without work because of my car. And I was worried because I'm supposed to be starting new things, like going to classes and trying to find a new job. And I'm kind of like at a stalemate right now, and I'm not sure how to get out.
Okay. Well, just you've got to get yourself in a good mindset. So, you know, she's right. First, go back to the basics. Make sure that you're resting, you're eating, you're getting a little bit of exercise. And she's saying it's going to help you to have a better perspective and handle on things, and to get you out of that mindset that you're in presently. Okay?
Yeah.
So she's saying just, you know, be grateful every day and don't push so hard. You know, sometimes we just have to wait for divine timing. You know, go with the flow a little bit. You know, and she's saying you have a hard time at times being patient. Okay,
yeah.
So she's asking you a little bit more patient, okay? But she's, everything is going to resolve itself, and you've got to give, you know, you've got to give yourself a little time and, you know, get outside and, you know, get some fresh air, and when you come back in, she's saying you're going to feel a little bit better. But she's saying this is the time for change, and it could be a very big change coming, so you've got to get yourself in the right mindset on, okay?
Okay.
Because she's just saying you're overloading yourself with worry, and you get completely overwhelmed, and what good is that going to do you? Okay?
Okay.
And, you know, whatever you're wanting, it is possible. Okay? And she's saying, you think you're on your own, but you're not on your own. We're always here for you. We're always here to help you, okay?
Yeah.
So she's just saying, you know, you've got to believe in yourself, and you've got to get yourself energy-wise back on track. You have these beautiful, unique talents that are going to, you know, really be, you know, wonderful to a prospective employer, okay? So she wants you to think positively, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so with that being said, Barbara, are you with us? I think we may have lost Barbara. I'm not sure, but I believe we may have lost
her. I'm back. Can you hear me?
Oh, there she is. Okay.
Well, my phone died, which took out my internet.
Well, you know what? That's okay, because Tanika's grandma came in and she gave her a mouthful. And she told her to start eating vegetables, Barbara. She's not eating enough vegetables. And she's got to get back to the basics. And she's got her mind is like all over the place. And if she doesn't watch, she's going to hurt herself. She's going to have a little accent. So she's got to really, you know, start taking care of herself and thinking in a different way. So she's saying, I'm glad Barbara's back, because you do need a little bit of healing. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Barbara.
See if I can get back into it. Okay, here we go. Dear Renate, I release the overwhelm.
Your niece, I release overwhelming.
Dear Renate, I see the beauty in me.
Dear Renate, I see the beauty in me.
Dear Renate, I accept that I deserve a better life.
Here, Nate, I accept that I deserve a better life.
Dear Nate, I allow myself to change.
Here, Nate, I allow myself to change.
Dear Nate, I allow myself to be me.
Here, Nate, I allow myself to be me.
Dear Nate, I accept my goodness.
Dear Nate, I accept my goodwill.
Goodness.
Goodness.
hear innate, I deserve a good life.
Hear innate, I deserve a good life.
Hear innate, I am good enough.
Hear innate, I am good enough.
Hear innate, I release the patterns from the past.
Hear innate, I release the patterns from the past.
Hear innate, I am moving forward.
Hear innate, I am moving forward.
Hear innate, I am loved and guided.
Hear innate, I am loved and guided. Y'all still there?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay.
I don't know about Barbara. Barbara, did we lose you? Oh my goodness, I think we may have lost her again. Maybe it's her phone. The energy is still a little crazy on the moon's energy, hun, so that's maybe what the case is. You know, it's been really crazy. But the angels want you to know that, you know, this is your time to really, you know, go within, honey, and think about what it is that you're really wanting, Tanika, okay?
What about the boyfriend? And, does she have anything to say about him?
Well, she said you better get your act together first. You know?
Yeah.
I was saying, you know, girl, you got to get your act together before you're thinking about other stuff because, you know, it is true. If we don't have our act together and stuff, how could we, you know, want to connect with someone? And you've got to get yourself, like, back on track first. And your grandma's very wise.
Oh, yeah.
She's a very, yeah, very wise woman. And she, you know what, she's blunt. She's right to the point. And I love her energy. I mean, I think it's hysterical.
Yeah,
you've
she's
got to, you know, you've got to
follow too. I could still hear her
well,
accent.
She's, you know what? She's still with you. She's just not in the physical form that, unfortunately, that we're used to. But she's still here with you, honey. And you've got to, she's just saying, you better get your act together. You know, focus on you. Never mind, you know, the boyfriend. Focus on you. And then you can worry about that later. So she is, like, super funny as well. I mean, I just love her energy. It's just too funny. Okay, let's see. But she's saying, watch you don't fall and get hurt, you know, or drive and get hurt or walk. She's saying, watch. Okay. I'm getting like, you know, like she's saying there probably will be positive change if you focus on you first. Okay. And just, you know, affirm that you're. Okay, Barbara, good. So Tanika was just asking about a relationship, and her grandmother's saying she better focus on herself first. You know, everything starts with us. But the grandmother did say that she feels like, the, you know, it can improve if Tanika gets her act together, that she feels like things will move in the right direction. So her grandma's laughing, and she's saying that she needs a lot more healing. Barbara, don't go anywhere this time.
I didn't intentionally go anywhere, I tell you.
Oh, no, no.
Her grandma is very, she voices everything. So it's not me talking, it's grandma. Okay, I'm going to let you guys get back to work.
Okay. Okay, so Tanika, how do you feel after what we did?
Oh, I feel a little bit better, and I'm really happy to know that my grandmother's still with me because her and her sisters definitely made an impact on my life.
Okay, so let's do some more work to get you up to speed. Okay. Dear Nate, I am a strong, powerful woman.
Dear Nate, I am a strong, powerful woman.
Dear Nate, I am the most important person in my life.
Dear Nate, I am the most important person in my life.
Dear Nate, it is safe for me to succeed.
Dear Nate, it is safe for me to succeed.
Dear Nate, even though I don't know how, I am changing my life.
Dear Nate, I don't know how I'm changing my life.
Dear Nate, I choose to be more.
Dear Nate, I choose to be more.
Dear Nate, I open my heart to loving myself.
Dear Nate, I'm open to loving myself more.
Dear Nate, I accept myself.
Dear Nate, I accept myself.
Okay, take a nice deep breath. So what your guidance is suggesting that you do is you make a list of what's actually important to you, of what it is that you desire in your life, so that you know what it is you actually want to live, you actually want to experience. And you focus only on the things on that list. And if you find yourself thinking about something else, then you shift your thinking back to the things on that list, back to knowing that they are coming into your life because you are attracting them. They are already there, and they are just coming to you. There's nothing else you need to do. There's nothing you need to worry about. There's no steps you need to take. It's already happening. Okay?
Okay.
But she has to continue to eat more vegetables, Barbara.
I know.
Barbara, they're saying she's got to eat better, Barbara. She's not eating her vegetables.
You might put vegetables on your list, you know. But put the vegetables you actually enjoy. Don't force yourself to eat nasty, nasty things like cauliflower. You can live without it.
Or Brussels sprouts.
Well, make a delicious salad. So where are you getting these vegetables from? I didn't tell you to put either one in a salad. Go here. And she's
well,
even saying, you know, like you can...
for a while, and I'm thinking when I was working for them, I ate the most salad. They actually do have pretty good salad. So that was...
Yeah, well, there you go. There you go. Either go back to Domino's and work or start eating more vegetables. Your grandmother's hilarious. She's too cute. Oh, my goodness. But you've got to eat. She said you do, you know, all kidding aside, you have to eat more vegetables, okay?
Okay.
And you'll feel better. And then you'll feel more motivated, you know?
Yes. Yeah, I have been quite...
You know, try to... Yeah, well, yeah, because you're not eating properly, and, you know, everything seems like, she's saying everything seems like out of, you know, out of your control, out of alignment, and she's even saying, you know what, you know, think about food and let it really help you to feel better. I don't know if she's just saying, you know, even like fruits, are you a fruit eater, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But she's just saying people make the mistake of putting fruit like in their cereal, and that's not good, she's saying. So she wants you to have stuff separately. But she wants you to have some fruit too, okay?
Okay.
All righty. So just you better listen to Grandma and, you know, call us again, let us know how you're doing, and she's gonna come back and make sure that you're taking care of yourself and stop over stressing, okay?
Okay.
So no overstressing. Well, thank you and good luck, Tanika. You're going to do a great job. You have amazing, unique abilities, and you've got to just, you know, really realize that, okay?
Okay, thanks. I do appreciate y'all's help. That definitely made me feel
better. Oh, well, we're calling. My goodness.
All right, Tamika, have a great day.
Sure.
Do something fun just for yourself.
I most definitely will. Thank you, guys. Fun. You guys have a wonderful week.
You too.
You too, honey. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and our next caller, who's been waiting so patiently, it's from area code 860.
Hi, ladies. It's Lisa. How are you?
Oh,
well, hello,
Lisa.
I like
how are you doing? Good. Well, very, very good. And our last caller, Grandma, is saying,
"Oh
my gosh, she's so happy to talk about vegetables." Oh my gosh, Tanika's grandma is very proud of you. She's saying, "I'm glad someone likes vegetables." Oh my gosh, but she's saying, "You know what? Since you said that, I'm going to tell you something. You need to put yourself first." So Tanika's grandma is still here. She's saying, "Lisa, you're a beautiful woman, but you've got to put yourself first. If you don't, you won't have energy for anyone else."
Yeah, I get
okay.
it.
Mm-hmm. And she's just saying, you just give and give and give to so many others. You know, she sees all the beautiful things that you do, and she knows that the worries that you've been carrying in your heart. Okay?
Okay.
So she's sending you love, you know, and she's saying you're such a beautiful soul.
Oh, thank you, Tamika's grandma.
Yeah, I never had that happen before. Oh, my goodness. I feel the angels are surrounding you, Lisa, and they're saying, you know, that your worries are coming to an end, okay? And I just see all these powerful angels stepping around you. And I feel like there's, like, a healing energy around you right now. Do you feel it? I can almost feel like it's, like, a high-voltage energy. It's like, wow, it's here, you know?
You know?
But I'm getting, you've got to keep that attitude of gratitude. Your soul is evolving. And I'm getting the word prosperity, okay? But I have Archangel Raphael coming in, and we know he's our healing angel, and you're a healer. He's saying to you, Lisa, that you've got to allow yourself to accept love and be loved, okay?
Okay.
I'd have a little Lisa's time to take care of you as well, hon, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I really do feel like you need a little healing. Is there any questions that you wanted to ask?
No, just trying to navigate what's happening here.
Okay. Well, I want to turn you over to Barbara then, because you really are in need of some healing, and please start loving yourself, hon, and taking care of you as well, okay? And thank you for calling in, Lisa. We love you so much.
Thank you, DC, so much.
Okay. Here we go. Dear Innate, I release the frustration from my life.
Dear Innate, I release the frustrations of my life.
Dear Innate, I release the stress.
Dear Innate, I release the stress.
Dear Innate, I release the fear.
Dear Innate, I release the fear.
Dear Innate, I release the need to figure it all out.
Good one. Dear Innate, I release the need to figure it all out.
Dear Innate, I just let it all go.
Dear Innate, I just let it all go.
Dear Innate, I know I am meant for more.
Dear Innate, I know I am meant for more.
Dear Innate, I trust my heart.
Dear Innate, I trust my heart.
Dear Innate, I open up to my guidance.
Dear Innate, I open up to my guides.
Dear Innate, I accept my life exactly as it is.
Darrenade, I accept my life exactly as it is.
Darrenade, I let it all go.
Darrenade, I let it all go.
Take a nice deep breath.
Thank you. Whew.
Darrenade, my life is not run by situations or circumstances.
Darrenade, my life is not run by situations or circumstances.
Darrenade, I always do what is best for me.
Darrenade, I always do what is best for me.
Darrenade, I put myself first.
Darrenade, I put myself first.
Darrenade, I am the most important person in my life.
Darrenade, I am the most important person in my life.
Darrenade, I call back all of my power.
Darrenade, I call back all of my power.
Darrenade, I release all of the energies that are not mine.
Darrenade, I release all of the energies that are not mine.
Darrenade, I live in the flow of love.
Darrenade, I live in the flow of love.
Darrenade, I open my heart to love.
Darrenade, I open my heart to love.
Darrenade, I take time every day to do something for me.
Darrenade, I take time every day to do something for me.
Darrenade, I know that I love myself.
Darrenade, I know that I love myself.
Darrenade, it doesn't matter how anyone else feels about me.
Darrenade, it doesn't matter how anyone else feels about me.
Darrenade, I love myself.
Darrenade, I love myself.
Take a nice deep breath.
Ooh, that all felt really good. I do all of them with all of the people, Barbara. Is that okay?